Hello, everybody. This is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Enrique Calderon, the Chief Operating Officer of Posadas. Now, Posadas is one of the largest hotel operators in Mexico, now branching out to the Dominican Republic. We're going to talk about the recent opening of Live Aqua Beach Resort Punta Cana. It's the newest adults-only lifestyle resort and the first live aqua beach resort outside of Mexico. You're going to hear all about that right here on Insider Travel Report. Now, let's talk about Posadas first. How large is it, and what are the brands?
Well, Posadas is the largest managing company in Mexico. We have 180 hotels all the way through Mexico. We have presence in the top resort destinations in the major cities of Mexico and the small cities of Mexico, and even in the tiny places that probably you will never thought that you would be there, we have a hotel there. So we have a long history. We've been in the market for 15 years. The main business, or the only business of the company, is hotel management. So we start developing our own brand since the early 80s. We used to be the master franchisor for Holiday Inn in the 70s. And then we start developing our own brands in the 80s. The first brand was Fiesta Americana. The second brand was Fiesta Inn, which is like a business travel type of hotel. Like you can compare like a Hampton Inn, probably. We launched our all-inclusive deluxe product in 2010. And since that, the first hotel was the Fiesta Americana Condesa in Cancun, and the Live Aqua Beach Resort Cancun, which was the first all-inclusive live aqua and adults only in Cancun. And since that, we started moving our concept all the way to Los Cabos, Puerto Vallarta, in all our hotels. Pretty much our brands are live aqua, which I just mentioned. We have Fiesta Americana and Grand Fiesta Americana. We have Fiesta Inn. We have One. We have Gamma, which is the first brand that we created franchise emblematic hotels for certain cities. And now we also have Cura Moria. It's like a curator of boutique hotels. That's Cura Moria. And we have hotels in Tulum, San Miguel de Allende, and in so many emblematic destinations. But it's very tiny, very luxurious, very personalized, very specialized concept. And we've been growing since that.
Would you say that does each brand appeal to a different market segment?
Of course. And I would say that we have in the map of our brands, we cover like the traditional, what used to be the 5-star, 4 stars, 3 stars kind of thing. Like, you know, the one brand is an economy hotel, which is only bed and breakfast, could be like an Ibis, like Motel 6 or something like that. And then we have Fiesta Inn, which is like a 3.5 stars. We have Fiesta Americana, which is a full service hotel. Then we have Grand Fiesta Americana. And we have Live Aqua, like on the side, which is a lifestyle brand that is at the level of luxury. It's like it's a little higher than Grand Fiesta Americana, but it's more lifestyle. It's a new concept, has a new amenities, and it's more oriented for people that would like to relax and be connected to it's more sensorial. It's a new type of accommodation. No?
So what made you jump to the Dominican Republic? Obviously, you've not stayed only in Mexico. You've been global. But what was about this spot? What was it about? What made you decide that the next live aqua would go there?
Well, basically, we start in 2010 with the all-inclusive adventure, and we decided that this project should be to grow, and the way to grow was to jump to the Caribbean. So we start going to República Dominicana since probably 8 years ago and meeting a lot of people. And also we were visiting Aruba, Jamaica, and many other islands in the Caribbean. And we decided that República Dominicana and precisely Punta Cana was the place to be because that destination has been growing for the last 5 years and it figures of 17-20% every year, you know, before the pandemic, obviously. But we decided that there was the place to grow. And when we start visiting that, we finally signed a contract 2 years ago for a Gran Fiesta Americana, which hasn't started the construction yet. And 2 years from now, we signed the contract of the Live Aqua Punta Cana, which was already in construction. It was a two-cover of the project directly with the owners that they come from Spain. And I mean, we reviewed the project and it was a perfect fit for a Live Aqua beach resort. And we replied the concept of the experience of a Live Aqua resort as the same as the one we have in Cancun is the same that we have in República Dominicana.
And what makes this place, this location so great also from my research, let's talk about its location in terms of access. Airport is so close. That's another great thing about it is you have a close airport, you have a city center, you have golf. This is actually a wonderful magnet for customers.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if you're aware that the hotel is located in Ubero Alto, which is the same coast of Punta Cana, which is Punta Cana, Bávaro, and Ubero Alto. The distance from the airport to the resort is about probably 16 miles.
Great.
It's like a 25-minute ride. Yeah. The airport of Punta Cana has been improved like every time, every year. Now they have this beautiful international terminal, which is fantastic. But nevertheless, you have a lot of, as a destination, has three airports and a 2 hours reach, which makes very accessible from all over the world, because actually the location of República Dominicana, when you see in a map, is like the belly of the world. Honestly, it's very centrally located. You can fly all the way to Canada, the same from Rio de Janeiro, or from Africa or Europe. It's not that far away. It's very, very well centrally located. No?
Okay, how does the Live Aqua, is the one in Mexico, how many do you have in Mexico, by the way?
We have seven right now.
And are they all similar? And is the one in the Dominican Republic feel the same? In other words, would your customers go there because they want the same experience?
That's correct. We have the city hotels are a little different from the resorts. So we have the Live Aqua Beach Resort Cancun, the Live Aqua Beach Resort Punta Cana. And we have the Live Aqua San Miguel de Allende, which is an urban resort. But those type of hotels are pretty much the same because they are leisure oriented. We have Live Aqua Mexico City, Live Aqua Monterrey, which are the business type hotels. And we have the Live Aqua Boutique, the Live Aqua Residence Club in Los Cabos, which is it's kind of like a fractional property with villas of 1, 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms. And that's a different type of experience as well, because it's more like being a villa in your house.
But I'm going to assume that some of the amenities, for example, what makes a live aqua would be maybe the bathtubs, maybe the beds. Are those all the same?
Those are all the same. We have, the same bedding is in all the hotels. Aromatherapy, the spa experience, the level of gastronomy, it's all over the brands. The Live Aqua bed, which you can buy in the hotels
because it's that good.
It's very good.
Let's get down to the hotel itself. Now the rooms have been described as avant-garde. Why and how many are there?
We have 347 rooms. We have seven buildings of three stories high. But the room itself is great because The bathroom has a double shower, double sink, have this beautiful closet. I've been in the resort for 2 weeks and I was with my wife. And the problem usually is that if you have a big luggage, there's no place that you can unpack while you're in your room, but that's not a problem in the resort. The closets are phenomenal. The air condition, you have a ceiling fan. The TV is gorgeous. I mean, it's like 65 inches TV. And the way that the design is in the hotel is very spacious. The room is very spacious, very modern. The furniture
is rooms to suites. Is it all suites? Is it how many rooms and square footage? Well,
you can say that we call that we have 300 premium rooms. We have 22 swim of ocean views room with infinity pool, 24 ocean fronts suites with private pools, and one ocean front residential suite. But even the most, even a garden view room has their own plunge pool if you're on the first floor, or you have your jacuzzi in the second and the third floor, you have your private jacuzzi, and you have a very generous terrace. Also, another thing that the hotel has is that all the rooms are facing this magnificent promenade, which is full of swimming pools, that you can be in the center pool, or you can be in your own pool, or you can jump to the center pool, which is also isolated. And you don't have music. You can be reading your book, have your own space. And you don't see this, the whole crowd in the resort, unless you go to the pool bar and the main pool club or to the cevicheria right on the beach. Well, so you have a lot of spaces to be by your own.
Also, you have a private beach.
We have a private beach. We do have a private beach. The sand is like powder, like in all over the Caribbean. But in this part of Punta Cana, it's a little golden. I mean, the sand you take in your hands and it glows because it's like it's like gold, honestly.
And you have a spa.
And we have a gym. We call the Philharmony Spa by Live Aqua. And we also have our hosted brand that it's called Natura Vise. That is a brand from Barcelona, specializing in the one of the top brands from spa therapy products. And we have 12 cabins. We have three cabins for couples. And we have also this magnificent relaxation pool. And we have sauna, steam, and we have all the treatments for the facial. We have this different type of massages. And every spa in Live Aqua has the same menu of treatments, and we have the same training for the therapists. So you will have the same level of expertise of the therapists, even if you are in Cancun or Mexico City or Punta Cana.
So now that we've earned our food from working out and going to the spa, you have 7 restaurants and 8 bars. Let's talk about those, please.
That's correct. One of the key features that we have is the gastronomy, because we don't have a central kitchen where you make all the vegetables and you spread out for all the restaurants. We do have a central cuisine which make the main preparation for certain things, but each restaurant have their own chef, their own kitchen, and everything is made at the moment. And we have great experience for breakfast. We have a buffet that has international dishes. You can order your omelette at the moment, or you can have those Dominican typical breakfast dishes. You can also have chilaquiles, probably the best chilaquiles that I have. And I'm telling you, I live in Mexico and I've been eating chilaquiles all over, but those chilaquiles in Punta Cana are magnificent. And also we can have during the day, we can have the water pool, which is the pool snack, where you can have buffalo wings or hamburgers or hot dogs, whatever. We have a cevicheria, where you can have all the ceviches. That's great, because you have the Peruvian ceviches, and you can have the Acapulco, traditional Acapulco ceviche, or Puerto Vallarta, or the ceviche Yucatán, or aguachiles. pescadillas and tacos from Baja, Tacos Gobernador. I mean, it's like I mean, having the best of what we have in the beach restaurants in Mexico, including more Caribbean dishes. And that's a home run. Everybody wants to go to the cevicheria all the way. We also have a Mediterranean restaurant that is open for lunch as well. And for dinner, we have the French restaurant, which is amazing. It's great. The French restaurant is one of my favorites. We have a Japanese restaurant with the teppanyaki tables and the show of the chef that is playing with the food and it's interacting with the people. We also have the Italian. And we do have a Mexican restaurant where you can have habanero soup. I don't know if you're familiar, but if you Google habanero soup, they will appear that habanero soup is from La Evacua, Cancun. It's like a trademark of La Evacua, Cancun.
See, see, you hear that, everybody? Google. Everybody now go out and do that right after the interview.
Look it up. They have to do it. I did it 3 days ago and it still was on. Habanero soup was from La Evacua, Cancun. And we also have all the main and traditional Mexican dishes. We have mezcales, tequilas, and we do have a selection of different wines in each different restaurants. We also have English pub with three pool tables, and you can watch all the sports. And that is the bar and restaurant that is open 24 hours. We also have our lobby bar. We have our moon club that it's on the top of the Mediterranean restaurant, that it's in the center of the main pool, that it's overlooking the ocean. And believe me, the full moon nights having a cocktail in that place is out of this world. And you can also enjoy a Dominican rum and a Dominican cigar if you like. That's the perfect way to end the day.
So with your Travel with Confidence program and these eateries, I assume there's distancing. Let's talk a little bit about how do you open a place like this at a time like this?
Well, basically, we've been working, training the personnel since December 1st. We bring a crew of 50 persons from Mexico City, working in the culture and the kitchen and all the standards. But mostly with the Travel with Confidence protocols, which those protocols were supervised by the British American Hospital in Mexico. Because it's not only that you learn how to do the protocols, you need somebody to show you how to do it. So the way that the Viaja Travel with Trust works is that you have the quality of cleanliness in your room, like that one that you have in a hospital room when you come out the first time. So we establish all the protocols. We have the signs of social distance. We have the shields in the buffets, even at the front desk. And those protocols have been very successful because we are proud to say that we've been being the hotel for the medicals in the main COVID hospitals. They've been living in our hotels in Mexico City, in Guadalajara, and many cities in Mexico. And we've been having doctors since May last year. And we haven't had any contamination with the employees and either between the doctors. So believe me, the protocols did work.
So this facility benefits from all that knowledge.
Exactly.
So I haven't looked at my watch. What are the current rules now for U.S. citizens to go to the DR and return? And how are you helping the Americans to do that?
Actually, the only regulation for the Americans going back home is that they need an antigen test prior they arrive in the States. What this new rule was announced, La Conexión Resorts responds that in all the resorts, we will be providing free COVID antigen COVID tests for all the guests that they need to go back. And we've been doing
That's great.
Tons and tons and tons. But in República Dominicana, the government responds before 24 hours, and the government of República Dominicana says that all the antigen tests will be paid by the government of República Dominicana. And also the travel insurance policy that all the visitors has in República Dominicana has been extended out by the end of May.
What's upcoming? What are the upcoming projects for Postadas? And do you have any announcements from the brand that our travel advisors should be aware of?
Well, I think that the main opening that we have right now is the project of Tulcal. Tulcal is a destination that it's between Tulum and Akumal. That's what it's called, Tulcal. It's very close to Tulum town. It's and Tulum ruins. It's a beachfront piece of land that has it's 2.5 kilometers of beachfront, and that project will have two hotels, one Live Aqua and one Fiesta Americana. Altogether will be 1,300 keys. 1,300.
And this is when?
It's by the fall of this year, probably September, October. And we also going to have a destination spa, but that will be the spa at Tulcal with 36 cabins. And we're going to have a convention center up to 3,000 persons. And a lot of facilities and amenities for kids, teens. And the Live Aqua will be out of zombie and will be with all the DNA of Live Aqua. The Fiesta Americana will be the family-oriented resort with a lot of facilities for kids, teens, and for the families.
That one's not all inclusive, is it? Not that one?
Yeah, it's going to be all inclusive.
Oh, it is going to be.
Yeah, the two properties will be all inclusive. And if you stay at Live Aqua, you have opportunity also to go and try the restaurants of the Fiesta Americana.
Oh, good.
So you will have like 14 restaurants combined between the two resorts. Closed XYZ bars, and there's going to be an open air auditorium up to 2,000 persons that we're planning to have a lot of shows, kind of like a mega show, not Cirque du Soleil, but a lot of entertaining night shows and with dinner and the show. It's going to be spectacular. And we also have another project that is coming in Playa Mujeres in Cancun. And we have some other projects that we're chasing still in the Caribbean that probably will be announced by the end of this year. The pandemic has slowed down a little bit the decisions, but we believe that probably by November, everything will be like more like it used to be before the pandemic.
So wait, so you have 180 hotels now. So by the end of the year, you'll have how many?
By the end of the year, we're going to have 185, 86.
And then by the end of 22?
Well, probably 10 more. We will see who starts first and how they fast they go.
Okay, no. We want to see positive growth. But you have a clientele that expects a certain quality and they want to go to different places, your facility.
Exactly. One of the things that I would like to comment is that when Live Aqua Cancun opens and turns to all inclusive, there was a lady guest that she was talking with the GM and she falls in love with the hotel and she said, "I'm gonna be the ambassador of Live Aqua." And he said, "Yes, of course, Mrs. Ferrari, whatever." She opens a Facebook community. Now we have 8,000 people. So she's like the ambassador, president, or whatever, no? But we have this 8,000 aqua lovers, aqua fans. And the first guest that arrived on February 1st was a Live Aqua lover at Punta Cana. So I was there just to welcome her. And she was with his husband. They got married in 2019 in Live Aqua Cancun. And that was their 10th stay in Live Aqua in the last 4 years.
That's great. So
she was one of the 8,000 that wanted to go to Punta Cana. And she was the first one that said, "Guys, this is great. Start booking and come." And they're coming all over. And we're all so right. Happy to have this.
Well, we have 80,000 travel advisors. What do you want to tell them in conclusion?
I believe that for all the travel advisors, what I will ask you is that we have to work together to give the confidence to our clients to travel. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of information even in the destination websites, even in the hotel company's websites. We as POSADAS, we have a lot of protocols, videos, brief information, more extensive information, everything that we need to give the confidence to the clients to travel. Traveling is so safe. I mean, there's a few protocols that you have to follow. Now the vaccine is giving us the confidence and freedom to go and travel again. There's a lot of opportunities, and there's a lot of deals, there's a lot of great things and new destinations that probably your clients can go and explore. I believe that this is the time and we have the responsibility to react to it. So if you need any help, contact POSADAS, contact La Colección webpage. We do have a chat online. We have a call center, but mostly it doesn't matter if you're booking just La Colección Resorts. Any kind of book, just get all the support from your partners and give the company the confidence to your clients. That's the positive things.
What's the website they should be going to?
It's lacoleccionresort.com.
Well, that was the pep talk we needed today. Thank you, Enrique.
My pleasure.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.